You'll lose it if you talk about it. The more you try to be everything to everyone, the more you become nothing to yourself. The more you spend clinging to the past, the less likely your future will be any brighter. There will always be someone who can't see your worth. Don't let it be you. If you don't separate yourself from your distractions will separate you from your goals. A man who fears rejection is a man who has already rejected himself. Life is like an elevator. On your way up, sometimes you have to stop and let some people off. The moment you stop seeking validation from others is the moment you find true confidence. If you set your goals ridiculously high and it's a failure, you will fail above everyone else's success. You can only change when your mind is stronger than your emotions. A toxic environment is more likely to change you than you change it. People will disappoint you, so never put all your trust in anyone. Even if you are on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. Don't lose yourself by tolerating too much from the people you want to keep. You are not rejected. You are redirected to something better. When you stop trying to please everyone, you begin to understand who truly values you for who you are, not for what you can do for them. If you find someone smarter than you, work with them. Do not compete. Avoid people who use their pain as an excuse to hurt you. You grow as much as the amount of truth you're willing to accept about yourself without running away. If you never heal from what hurt you, you'll bleed on people who didn't cut you. The quickest way to acquire self-confidence is to do exactly what you are afraid to do. When people treat you like they don't care, believe them. When you build in silence, no one knows where to attack. If you know how quickly people forget the dead, you will stop living to impress people. Never take advice from someone who isn't where you want to be. Comfort is the worst addiction and a cheap ticket to depression. People will start hating you when they cannot control you. You are allowed to change the price of access to you. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. If you only blame your problems on someone else, don't expect your life to get better. Pain only leaves you when it teaches you something. Don't spend your life dreaming about what you could have been in another place or under different circumstances. Instead, Invest your energy in what is right in front of you. Every second you spend comparing your life to someone else's is a second spent wasting yours. Be smart enough to ask for advice, but be wise enough to know who to seek it from. We spend our first half learning what not to do, and the second half wishing we did more of it. You're never ready for what you have to do. You just do it. That makes you ready. Stop expecting others to give you more respect than the respect you give yourself. Sometimes the hardest part of the journey is simply believing you're worthy of the destination. The secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Never let yourself become completely dependent on anyone. Always be able to support yourself financially, mentally, and physically. Hope is not a strategy. You can't learn to drive in a parked car. To make progress, you need to get behind the wheel and start moving, even if the road ahead is uncertain. Growth is uncomfortable because you've never been here before. Hiding from your problems won't make them disappear. Facing them is the only way to grow. Never tell your problems to anyone, because 80% don't care, and 20% are glad you have them. Numbing the pain for a while will make it worse when you finally feel it. Your growth depends on your willingness to keep learning, even when it's boring. Sometimes you have to forget what you want and remember what you deserve. If it's out of your hands, let it out of your mind too. The life in front of you is far more important than the life behind you. On a day when you don't come across any problems, you can be sure that you are traveling in the wrong path. Ignoring red flags because you want to see the good in people will cost you later. You learn nothing from life if you think you're right all the time. Be careful who you let in your life. People will come and drain the shift out of you, then leave and blame everything on you. The moment you realize that your past mistakes are not chains but lessons, you can begin to craft a future that isn't dictated by your regrets. You must discipline yourself carefully. You must keep the promises you make to yourself and reward yourself so that you can trust and motivate yourself. People give you advice based on their perspective. You cannot be everywhere and have everything. Learn to make the right choices and commit to things that matter most. There's only one thing more precious than our time, and that's who we spend it on. until you make the unconscious conscious. It will direct your life, and you will call it fate. The greatest danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark. Keep your distance from people who will never admit they are wrong and always try to make you feel like it's all your fault. There's no shame in saying, "I don't know." Nobody has all the answers. Pretending to be perfect doesn't make you perfect. You learn a lot about people when they don't get what they want. If you can't say no, then your yes means nothing. True success doesn't depend on seeking validation from others. It stems from seizing opportunities, proving what you're capable of, and accomplishing your goals despite challenges. Stop being so available to people who are only there for you when it's convenient for them. It's not the load that breaks you down, but how you carry it. Dreams come in sizes that are too big so we can grow into them. Sometimes painful things can teach us lessons that we didn't think we needed to know. Being true to yourself may lead to loneliness, but it's worth it. The energy we spend to complain can be redirected to act for change. When we take responsibility, we get out of the victim mode and move on. What you want requires consistency and discipline. Don't blame people for disappointing you. Blame yourself for expecting too much from them. Luck comes to those who work hard. Good things do not come to those who wait. There can be no progress, no achievement, without sacrifice. And a man's worldly success will be in the measure that he sacrifices. You are the only person you can control. Unless you try to do something beyond what you have already mastered, you will never grow. The easiest way to destroy your self-confidence is to constantly break the promises you make to yourself. Mistakes won't hold you back. Not learning from them will. Patience is when you're supposed to be mad, but you choose to understand. Worrying about something isn't going to change the outcome. It's only going to waste time and energy that could be better used somewhere else. Just because the boat rocks doesn't mean it's time to jump overboard. True growth is rarely accompanied by joy and celebration. First, you choose a partner on the basis of their looks and enjoy until you realize that your kids will not be raised by their looks, but by their values. Who you are becoming is more important than who you've been. Don't be afraid to go it alone. the road to success is rarely crowded. The second you feel like you're hanging on by a thread, let go. You shouldn't be holding on to something that makes you feel that way in the first place. Going back to your ex is like having a shower and putting dirty underwear back on. Train yourself to take nothing personally, to save yourself from 99% of mental problems. It's normal to feel bad after making the right decision. Never make someone a priority who only makes you an option. Every time you lie, you are creating problems that you will have to deal with in the future. The chief trick to making good mistakes is not to hide them, especially not from yourself. No one sees how much you do for them. They only see what you don't do. The truth is, everyone is going to hurt you. You just have to find the ones worth suffering for. You can start your life over anytime you want. You can start being the person you actually want to be today, right now. You will never be 100% sure about a decision, but always make a decision because it's better to go back and fix it than to never make it at all. Life gives you lots of chances to screw up, which means you have just as many chances to get it right. Don't be angry with people who don't have the capacity to change. Recognizing that you are not where you want to be is a starting point to begin changing your life. The quickest way to improve your life is to stop waiting for motivation and start building discipline. You define yourself to others by the behavior that you tolerate. The people who ask the most from you are the people who do the least for you. Accepting your flaws is not about resignation, but about finding the courage to improve. You can't be happy with someone else if you aren't happy with yourself. Your wound is not your fault, but your healing is your responsibility. Not everything in your brain needs to come out of your mouth. The short-term pain of accepting the truth is much better than the long-term pain of believing an illusion. Nothing is scarier than avoiding your full potential. If you do not make yourself indispensable, you will be unemployed soon. Don't hang on to your mistakes just because you spend a lot of time making them. Fix your body before you fix anything else. Having a weak body is a reflection of your broken mind. True happiness comes from aligning your actions with your values, not from external approval. Never hurt others to heal yourself. Never hurt yourself to heal others. your intentions are pure, you don't lose people. They lose you. Life has a way of working out, even when it seems impossible. You cannot have everything. You always exchange something for something. You only get one body. Take care of it. You'll have it all your life. And while it is incredibly resilient, it can only give you what you put in. In life, it's important to know when to stop arguing with people and simply let them be wrong. If you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And what they have planned for you is not much. Don't do anything you feel you'd have to lie about later. Say no to your desire to be perfect. Otherwise, you won't be able to improve further. Choosing comfort over discomfort does not lead to a comfortable life. Share your progress, not your goals, and you'll always be motivated. Treat yourself like someone you are responsible for helping. The highest reward for one's toil is not what one gets for it, but what one becomes by it. Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth. You will have to make very practical decisions about what you want from life and what you're willing to give up. And if you don't make them, then life will make them for you. Overthinking ruins you. It ruins the situation, twists things around, makes you worry about futile questions, and makes everything much worse than it actually is. If you stay too long in a bad situation, you'll forget it's bad and get comfortable, while the best years of your life just pass you by. Sometimes their behavior is your answer. Why let go of yesterday? Because yesterday has already let go of you. The most valuable things in life compound over a long period of time. Sometimes there's no right decision to make. In those cases, first, you make a decision and then you work to make it right. By doing what everyone else does, you guarantee average results. Our suffering is caused by holding on to how things might have been, should have been, could have been. The more you sweat in peace, the less you bleed in battle. The way you talk to yourself sets the tone for how others will treat you. People treating you poorly is a reflection on them, not you. Never overlook contempt. When someone views you with contempt and talks to you like you're beneath them, they will likely do you harm, whether relationally, socially, or physically. Remove that person from your life. You can only lose what you cling to. You should never sacrifice what you could be for what you are. When you get a different vantage point, it changes your perspective. It allows us to see things that maybe we should have seen a long time ago. Maybe you are not healing because you're trying to be who you were before. That person doesn't exist anymore because there's a new you trying to be born. Breathe life into that person. Keep your standards high and do not settle for something because it is available. Some lessons have to be learned twice. You were born with two ears and one mouth. Use them in that proportion. Watch your thoughts, for they become words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become your character. Failure shows us the way by showing us what isn't the way. Don't worry about what people say behind your back. They are the people who are always finding faults in your life instead of fixing the faults in their own life. Anything that you start to take a relaxed attitude towards stops controlling you. There are things in life we don't want to happen, but have to accept. Things we don't want to know, but have to learn. And people we can't live without, but have to let go. People are not always who they seem to be. Even knowing someone for a long time can and will turn on you. Never complain of that of which it is at all times in your power to rid yourself. Stay away from people who think your growth is competition. You cannot be lonely if you like the person you're alone with. Changes happen when we go against everything we're used to doing. Problems are the price you pay for progress. You know who your true friends are. Look for the ones who say good things behind your back and bad things to your face. Learn to sit back and observe. Not everything needs a reaction. Do not discuss your past with anyone, because only you know its true story and significance. Others may not understand or even use it against you. Life becomes much easier when you learn to accept apologies you never received. The more responsibility you take, the more you empower yourself to do something. It's never too late to do the thing you've always wanted to do. Don't let naysayers discourage you, because they may be projecting their own insecurities. It's okay to outgrow people, places, and mindsets that no longer serve your growth. You can win a lot in life just by being the last one to give up. Expect little from people. Expect a lot from yourself. Every decision you make is a step toward who you will become. Sometimes painful things can teach us lessons that we didn't think we needed to know. You're not defined by your past. You're prepared by it. You're stronger and more experienced, and you have greater confidence. People know your worth. They just hope you don't. Don't base your decisions on the advice of those who don't have to deal with the results. Sometimes good things fall apart, so better things can fall together. Accept people as they are, but place people where they belong. For better or worse, the way things are now is not how they will always be. Never confuse people who are always around you with people who are always there for you. You can't reach for what's in front of you until you let go of what's behind you. It's your road, and yours alone. Others may walk it with you, but no one can walk it for you. Don't try to save a person who isn't actively trying to save themselves. They just want someone to pull down with them, and often don't really want to be saved. Whatever you do between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. pays the bills, and what you do between 5 p.m. and midnight builds your legacy. Be careful about the stories you're telling yourself about your current circumstances. A head full of negative thoughts has no space for positive ones. The people who say you can't and you won't are usually the ones scared that you will. People ask what you do for a living so they can calculate the level of respect to give you. Your life right now is a result of the choices you made this past year. Your life a year from now will be a result of the new choices you start to make. Choosing comfort over discomfort does not lead to a comfortable life. Stay close to the people who want more for you, not more from you. Sometimes the hardest things in life are the things that we need to hear the most. Experience is the hardest kind of teacher. It gives you the test first, and the lesson afterward. There comes a time in your life when you have to choose to turn the page, write another book, or simply close it. Solving a problem without solving its root cause is like taking a step forward and then one back. How to treat your body before you are 45 is how your body will treat you after you are 45. The wrong people always teach you the right life lessons. They always say time changes things, but you actually have to change them yourself. Once you realize the power of your presence, you won't be just anywhere. You will never hear someone who's doing better than you speak negatively about you. If you don't separate yourself from your distractions will separate you from your goals and the life you want. If you can find paths without any obstacles, it probably leads nowhere. One of the fastest ways to improve your life is to simply do what you said you were going to do. There is only one thing more painful than learning from experience, and that is not learning from experience. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you work for. You are always stronger and more resourceful than you give yourself credit for. Two things to remember in life. Take care of your thoughts when you are alone, and take care of your words when you're with people. People only change for themselves. You won't have to force it and break yourself apart to help them. If it can be fixed, why are you complaining? If it can't be fixed, why are you complaining? Everyone wants to skip the struggle, not knowing that that's where character is built. Failure is the way life teaches us its rules, in particular, the ones we don't want to learn. It never gets easy, but it gets easier. By failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. Some people are investments, and some people are bills. Know the difference. Every adversity, every failure, and every heartache carries with it the seed of an equivalent or greater benefit. You can choose the game you play, but not its rules. We cannot live happily wishing the world followed the rules we are comfortable with. Stop being so available to people who are only there for you when it's convenient for them. You don't notice your progress in life because you are always raising the bar. The human capacity for burden is like bamboo, far more flexible than you'd ever believe at first glance. When you're driving through the darkness, you can only see as far as the headlights shine. But you can make the whole trip that way. There is a healthy amount of distrust to have in everyone. Nobody's intentions are truly clear, even after being stated. You aren't crazy. You're intelligent. The trouble is, you think you have time. Our wounds are often the openings into the best and most beautiful part of us. If they don't know you personally, don't take it personally. Recognizing that you are not where you want to be is a starting point to begin changing your life. If you wouldn't take advice from them, why would you take criticism? Sometimes the smallest step in the right direction ends up being the biggest step of your life. If you have more than three priorities, you have none. Smart people learn from everything and everyone. Average people from their experiences. And stupid people already have all the answers. Don't tell your friend what your enemy shouldn't know. Expect little from people. Expect a lot from yourself. That's the secret of a happy life. Don't rely on others to tell you how to be happy or what makes a good life. Staying positive doesn't mean you have to be happy all the time. It means that even on hard days, you know that there are better ones coming. Don't just love yourself. Have respect for yourself. If you don't, other people will have no problems walking all over you. Don't let anyone who hasn't been in your shoes tell you how to tie your laces. The quickest way to succeed is to start now and figure it out as you go. You can't learn to drive in a parked car. The time you kill does not die without avenging itself. Be not afraid of moving slowly. Be only afraid of standing still. We generate fears while we sit. We overcome them by action. You can lie down for people to walk on you, and they'll still complain you're not flat enough. Maybe the path that scares you the most is the one you need to take. Don't be afraid to do things by yourself. Waiting for other people will cause you to miss out on some wonderful things in life. When you find no solution to a problem, it's probably not a problem to be solved, but rather a truth to be accepted. You'll never be rewarded for following someone else's rules. If you only do what you can do, you'll never be more than you are now. When you work for someone else, you have the right only to labor, not to the fruits of your labor. Problems grow to the size they need for you to acknowledge them. Not all storms come to disrupt your life. Some come to clear your path. You may not realize it when it happens, but a kick in the teeth may be the best thing in the world for you. You will never change your life until you change something you do daily. Adversity is not a detour. It is part of the path. If you fuel your journey on the opinions of others, you are going to run out of gas. Go forth on your path, as it exists only through your walking. Show respect to people, even when they don't deserve it. Respect is a reflection of your character, not theirs. If you want to feed a problem, keep thinking about it. If you want to solve a problem, take action. The road to success and the road to failure are almost exactly the same. Sometimes you need your feelings hurt so you can wake up and focus on yourself. Most of what feels urgent is important for someone else, not for you. As long as you're going to be thinking anyway, think big. Only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. Adversity has the effect of eliciting talents, which in prosperous circumstances would have lain dormant. A decision is a sharp knife that cuts clean and straight. Indecision is a dull one that hacks and tears and leaves ragged edges behind it. What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals. If you don't like the road you're walking, start paving another one. If you wait until you're ready, you'll be waiting for the rest of your life. You have to fight through some bad days to earn the best days of your life. The world is round, and the place which may seem like the end may also be the beginning. With confidence, you have won before you have started. Don't be discouraged. It's often the last key in the bunch that opens the lock. If we all did the things we are capable of, we would literally astound ourselves. Change is never painful. Only resistance to change is painful. 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than the ones you did. Maturity is when you stop complaining and making excuses and start making changes. The first step towards getting somewhere is to decide you're not going to stay where you are. Sometimes you have to lose all you have to find out who you truly are. You will have to face problems all your life, and you can decide whether they will be the same ones over and over. Nothing is permanent in this wicked world, not even our troubles. There is hope, even when your brain tells you there isn't. Stay away from negative people. They have a problem for every solution. Where there is ruin, there is hope for a treasure. Don't be scared because you don't have all the answers right away. You will learn through your experiences and find your own way to happiness. Don't be afraid of a shadow. It just means there's a light nearby. Just because you hate this chapter doesn't mean you'll hate the book. No amount of regret can change the past, and no amount of worrying can change the future. We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. If you look for the light, you will often find it. But if you look for the dark, it is all you will ever see. Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible. Then suddenly, you are doing the impossible. Stand up to your obstacles and do something about them. You will find that they haven't half the strength you think they have. Don't let the bad days make you think you have a bad life. The moment you want to quit is exactly when you should keep going. People who avoid failure also avoid success. There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living. If you want to increase your success rate, double your failure rate. Don't set yourself on fire to keep others warm. Take care of your body. It is the only place you have to live in. When you try to please everybody, you almost always please nobody. Never lower your standards just because someone can't meet them. People don't think about you as much as you imagine they do. We don't walk away to teach people a lesson. We walk away because we finally learned ours. You cannot convince people to love you. No one will ever give you love because you want him or her to give it. Real love moves freely in both directions. Don't waste your time on anything else. Discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. If you want to live a happy life, tie it to a goal, not to people or things. You can win a lot in life just by being the last one to give up. More important than the ability to pick the right one is the strength to walk away from the wrong one. Forgiving people in silence and never speaking to them again is a form of self-care. People will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. Stop complaining about the results you didn't get from the work you didn't put in. If you stopped seeing the world in terms of what you like and what you dislike, and saw things for what they truly are in themselves, you would find a great deal more peace in your life. You may be the only person left who believes in you, but it's enough. As you improve, you'll find yourself more disappointed with those around you. To avoid this, be hard on yourself, but understanding of others. When you start seeing your worth, you'll find it harder to stay around people who don't. Winners have lost more times than the losers have tried. Problems are the price you pay for progress. Until you change your thinking, you will recycle your experience. People don't get what they deserve. Tomorrow is a direct result of what you choose to do today. It's not who you think you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not. You'll ruin your life trying to make everyone happy. Strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. Problems cannot be solved with the same level of thinking that created them. The more you sweat in training, the less you bleed in battle. Stop looking for happiness in the same place you lost it. To be the best, you must be able to handle the worst. Care about what other people think, and you will always be their prisoner. Waiting for change while not doing anything for it is like waiting for the train at a bus stop. If you find yourself repeatedly questioning whether or not something is right for you, the answer is usually no. Confidence isn't walking into a room thinking you are better than everyone. It's walking in not having to compare yourself to anyone at all. If you wait for something, all that happens is that you get older. Buy something without looking at the price tag. First work without looking at the clock. There's only one thing more precious than our time, and that's who we spend it on. We have two lives, and the second begins when we realize we only have one. If you're born poor, it's not your mistake. If you die poor, it's your mistake. The past cannot be changed, forgotten, edited, or erased. It can only be accepted. Time is like a river. You cannot touch the same water twice, because the flow that has passed will never pass again. Your value is not determined by someone else's inability to see your worth. Don't make decisions based on fear. Make them based on hope. Your life will get better when you realize it's better to be alone than to chase people who don't really care about you. The only person with whom you have to compare yourself is you in the past, and the only person better you should be. This is who you are now. Life becomes more meaningful when you realize the simple fact that you will never get the same moment twice. It's possible to commit no mistakes and still lose. That is not a weakness. That is life. No matter how much you've been told, there's always more to the story. You're going to make a lot of people mad doing what's right for you. You can't cross the ocean until you lose sight of the shore. You will never remember the days and nights you stay home and do nothing. Someone's opinion of you doesn't have to become your reality. Better to be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. A denied expectation hurts more than a denied hope, while a fulfilled hope makes us happier than a fulfilled expectation. You train people how to treat you, unconsciously or not. There are more things likely to frighten us than to crush us. We suffer more often in imagination than in reality. Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. The size of your dreams must always exceed your current capacity to achieve them. If your dreams do not scare you, they are not big enough. The goal in life isn't to be perfect. It's just to be better than you were before. You are always one decision away from a totally different life.